now, Carla, can you please call the first item?
Item 738, request of Michael Jennings to address council regarding areas of insufficient Portland city management.
Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Michael Jennings. My company is Future Power Incorporated. In almost a year of reporting some what appear to be very serious defects in Portland city contracts, I have gotten no response. I've sent information to perhaps 40 people and no one has responded. I find that interesting that there seems to be no way to contact anybody of the city and get them to explain or to consider some issues. It seems to me that there's very serious concerns about the lack of openness. I've reported concerns about the renovation of the Southwest 10th and Yamhill parking structure for almost a year. There are many, many wacky details concerning that project. 60 people will be evicted and lose their jobs. More than 900 artists will lose a place to sell their work. And maybe there's a sensible underlying reason for that. But there's been no response from anybody involved with the city. It's interesting that the Portland City Auditor is allowed to audit only with the permission of city commissioners. So there's no real auditing. Where everywhere I look, I see that there's a lack of supervision.
Sir, can I just clarify something?
Yes.
Because I think we know each other. I think you put a friend of the court brief in on the arts tax. Just to be clear, the auditor independently selects both what is to be audited and the schedule of audits. And with the most recent charter changes, she has even greater independence. But she does not depend on the city to the city has no role in selecting the agencies and the sequencing of audits.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. I talked with somebody in the auditor's office, and they said they did not have, well, this was maybe 3 months ago, they said that they did not have permission to consider these issues, these nine issues that I'm trying to bring before the city council now.
Excuse me, are they all connected with the Yamhill garage?
No.
Okay.
No. And there's more than nine. It's just I'm presenting nine in this document today.
Commissioner, one is Ban the Bag, and one is Columbia River Crossing. Another one is the arts tax, and I believe this gentleman submitted a friend of the court brief against the arts tax and other things. And some of these, quite frankly, are beyond the scope of the city, so that may be why the auditor said that. But I don't want
to. Well, no, the auditor said that the auditor had no ability to audit. That's what they clearly said. No question. I talked to somebody there.
I believe she's not allowed to audit the Portland Development Commission, and that's who's managing the Yamhill Garage.
Yes. Very quickly, there are two ways I could be helpful. The city is making mistakes with homeless people. I've spent 4 hours every week for 4 years. Can I go on for... Good. I could be helpful there in telling you how to address the homeless issue.
We stopped the clock.
And say again, please.
Go ahead.
Okay, and very quickly, I could analyze and help the redevelopment of PDC. There is a lot in here documenting many problems with the PDC. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So, now, Carla, can you please call the first item?
Item 738, request of Michael Jennings to address council regarding areas of insufficient Portland city management.
Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Michael Jennings. My company is Future Power Incorporated. In almost a year of reporting some what appear to be very serious defects in Portland city contracts, I have gotten no response. I've sent information to perhaps 40 people, and no one has responded. I find that interesting that there seems to be no way to contact anybody of the city and get them to explain or to consider some issues. It seems to me that there's very serious concerns about the lack of openness. I've reported concerns about the renovation of the Southwest 10th and Yamhill parking structure for almost a year. There are many, many wacky details concerning that project. 60 people will be evicted and lose their jobs. More than 900 artists will lose a place to sell their work. And maybe there's a sensible underlying reason for that. But there's been no response from anybody involved with the city. It's interesting that the Portland City Auditor is allowed to audit only with the permission of city commissioners. So there's no real auditing. Where everywhere I look, I see that there's a lack of supervision.
Sir, can I just clarify something? Because I think we know each other. I think you put a friend of the court brief in on the arts tax. Just to be clear, the auditor independently selects both what is to be audited and the schedule of audits. And with the most recent charter changes, she has even greater independence. But she does not depend on the city to the city has no role in selecting the agencies and the sequencing of audits.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. I talked with somebody in the auditor's office, and they said they did not have, well, this was maybe 3 months ago, they said that they did not have permission to consider these issues, these nine issues that I'm trying to bring before the city council now.
Excuse me, are they all connected with the Yamhill garage?
No.
Okay.
No. And there's more than nine. It's just I'm presenting nine in this document today.
Commissioner, one is Ban the Bag, and one is Columbia River Crossing. Another one is the arts tax, and I believe this gentleman submitted a friend of the court brief against the arts tax and other things. And some of these, quite frankly, are beyond the scope of the city, so that may be why the auditor said that. But I don't want
to. The auditor said that the auditor had no ability to audit. That's what they clearly said. No question. I talked to somebody there.
I believe she's not allowed to audit the Portland Development Commission, and that's who's managing the Yamhill Garage.
Yes. Very quickly, there are two ways I could be helpful. The city is making mistakes with homeless people. I've spent 4 hours every week for 4 years. Can I go on for good? I could be helpful there in telling you how to address the homeless issue.
We stopped the clock.
And say again, please.
Go ahead.
Okay, and very quickly, I could analyze and help the redevelopment of PDC. There is a lot in here documenting many problems with the PDC. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.